Welcome to your morning of ethics. I often get the 8:30 in the morning slot when I do a presentation on ethics. I'm not sure why that is. I would have hoped, I had thought that Daryl was senior enough that he could get out of introducing people on Friday morning, but apparently he's taken a turn for the worse. So this is your 8:30 in the morning ethics slot, but don't worry, it's not going to feel like ethics. It's a lot more positive and has more to do with wellness, excellence, how to be a better lawyer, and I'm certain to say something that will make almost everybody in the room think that I'm nuts, or quite possibly make you angry, but that doesn't mean that I'm not right. So if you find that this subject matter is interesting to you, this is kind of an advertisement for the paper, because the paper has a lot more stuff in it than I'm going to be able to cover today. But just in case this isn't your cup of tea, I'm going to give you the short version of the whole speech first in about 90 seconds, and then if you want to play with your phone, you can. So here's the short version. This guy right here thinks that networked, hyperlinked screens that we work with all day long, every day, make permanent alterations to your brain structure and functions. And those changes inhibit your ability to think in a linear, creative, and deep fashion, and are correlated with adverse health outcomes such as depression, anxiety, substance abuse, things like that. Short version, this guy here thinks that linear creative thinking, the deep stuff, is where your real value is, and most of the stuff you do all day long in your office is shallow and crap. He says you should quit social media, shut off the internet to be both valuable and fulfilled. And this guy thinks you should shut down your phone 2 hours before bedtime, put it in airplane mode, and thinks that you should not let Microsoft Outlook dictate what your to-do list looks like.